illegal. Yeah, you got that thing on you, and I know a thing or two. Hey, cut out the usually a nigga don't fall, you call me off guard.
All about but I can't, I just couldn't
get me off that. He's hugging me, that's what I think.
Honestly, bro.
He knew that pressure was coming.
Yeah, man.
He's like, clear out.
Yeah. Y'all too kind to that, man. I was going to change some shit around here.
We finna make a shake?
Yeah.
Nah, it's a holiday weekend, man. You never know what Youngs is going to be on. Yeah. Running back the hits. If you're listening, you know what's going on. No Youngest this week, but I got two of the homies. Had to grab two friends. One returning guest, one new guest. I'll start with the returning guest. Joe's in the building. What's up, Joe?
What's up, man? Very, very glad to be back. It's my favorite, the only and my favorite guest feature podcast that I've been doing. So,
yeah. Thank you.
Excited to chat, talk about some music.
Very happy to have Joe back in the building, one of our guys. New guest. Been thinking about having this dude on for a minute. Very happy we made it happen. I got Trey in the building. Trey, how are you, bro?
I'm all right. I'm a little low energy. I went to my first ever bachelor party last night, and I acted like it.
I like that energy.
Yeah. I appreciate you having me on, my guy.
Oh yeah, no, good to have you here. July 3rd, when we're recording this, you guys will hear it on the 4th. Hopefully, you're out and about, cooking, grilling. Enjoying the day off if you got it, celebrating this great, amazing country that we live in.
Celebrating the day off and hopefully some sun.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
An extra Monday off, hopefully some sun.
Yeah.
Hopefully some on the grill.
Exactly. And the thing about the grilling, the cookouts, it's the playlist. Like, when you go to a cookout, you go to a function, the playlist is not right. It's horrible. So, I got these two gentlemen with me. We're gonna cover the playlist for you. We're each gonna create a little cookout banger playlist album for you. I'll start with you guys because you guys are pretty outside gentlemen. You guys like to be out and about. Like, what's the key to like some good outside music to y'all?
I think if it's just naturally, like, you don't, like, you hear it and then you just feel better. It's like, because I'm not afraid of, like, some sad shit. I'm the type, I get sad, I go head first and, like, intentionally, like, seek out some sad shit. But, like, you go outside, like, the weather is right, the music's right, you're just feeling better about this bullshit we do every day. You know what I mean?
I like that.
I think, like, I know it's probably the most rampant, like the scare the hoes music. Don't like it, can't scare anybody. That's the number one. Like, it's funny because for me, when I think of cookouts and I think of the summer, it's all family. So I'm thinking about what is not scaring the old heads. Like, I can't have my uncle come over and ask me what this bullshit is. And I also can't have like my mom and my sisters be like, nah, you gotta cut this off. So like for me, it's like, It's an intricate balance. You got to play shit that's good, but you also got to play shit that's like, it's not too much in one lane for, you know, somebody not to enjoy.
Exactly. So, like I said, we're each building a little cookout album for y'all. Our own handpicked, curated, kind of looking at it like a draft, but not really competitive energy to this one. We're having fun picking some jams for y'all. So, yeah, we got five categories. Classic song, we decided pre-1995 for the year there, a song that is non-rap and non-R&B, a song from this year, so a 2020 song, a remix, and a song with a billion streams on Spotify. So we'll each go back and forth, draft three songs from each category, and yeah, that'll be that. Give you guys some vibes for the fourth. Let me get a little random name generator so we can pick the order. Trey, Joe, and Lee. All right. I got Joe up first.
Shit. That was, I bet.
I got Trey second, and I got me third. All right. So
this, yeah.
So Joe, you are first.
We picked the category and then the song of, like, obviously.
Yep.
All right, cool. Man, I was not ready for a first round pick. That was the only thing I was not, but for number one overall. So one of the categories is non-rap and R&B.
Yes.
I'm gonna take my shit there first. So my summer song to kick it off is, if we're doing non-rap and R&B, I'm listening to some Bad Bunny and I'm playing Caída. That's probably like my ace in the hole. Wherever, whenever I'm out, it don't matter who is there, don't matter like what, if it's family, if it's friends, whatever, I can always throw that on the aux and know that somebody's gonna be moving.
Man, Bad Bunny is turning into like a cheat code for that. He's legit like the biggest artist in the world. So if, like, especially if you're people who are in the know, like, they'll know Bad Bunny's voice, they'll be able to like jam to his songs and shit. So yeah, I like that pick. I definitely got some Bad Bunny on my short list. We'll definitely be talking some more Bad Bunny. So that's a good pick. All right, what about you, Trey?
All right, any category or are we staying?
Yeah, any category.
All right, damn. Okay. I'm going to go see, okay, let's make it clear. I didn't do any math. I didn't do any research. I don't know how many songs have a billion streams. Okay, okay. I took it as I'm going to pick like a song that. That's hella big, you know what
I'm saying? Yeah, it was out there.
So I went ahead for my first pick. I'm gonna take Essence by Wizkid for the song with hella streams, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah.
I got to have it, man. That's just a goer. Like, it really
is. Of course.
Like, literally. Kind of like Joe talked about, like, you need something that's going to, like, everybody, every demographic is going to vibe to. That's the one. Like,
yeah.
That's that shit.
I feel like that song blew up kind of in the pandemic. Yeah. I feel so robbed that I didn't get to, like, really be out with that song because it's so crazy. And it marked, like, a big change for Wizkid and, like, Afrobeats. Like, anyone who listens knows I really love Afrobeats. So I was so happy to see that song, like, grow and get big. Definitely a great one.
Like, the first things I was doing out of the pandemic was probably like this fall. I felt like started really at the home functions and stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember I got on the aux for a second and Essence was the first song I played. And somebody was like, I've never heard this before. I was like, but this, and then they were like, and then to come out that it's almost 2 years old, it came out, you know, and it's just, it's a crazy song.
Yeah.
And he's telling the truth, bro. Like, you really don't, you know, no other buddy.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah. And like Tim's on there now, like we got Tim's going crazy. Tim's going everywhere. So yeah. Love Essence. Like that. So
where are you taking us, Lee?
For my first pick, I gotta go with the 2022 song. I feel like I gotta get that out of the way. So I'm going Break My Soul. I'm taking it first round. First pick. That song is everywhere and I like it a lot. I know some people, I feel like some people aren't as in on it. I don't know why. I think it's a like great song. Big Frida the GOAT on there, of course. And it's Beyonce's like re-entry. Like she's going crazy this year. I already know the album, everything she's got planned is gonna be massive. So I'm gonna go with Break My Soul first. Let me think what I want to do second. Second pick, I'm gonna go with a song with a billion streams as well. A song that just hit the billion club this year. The Less I Know the Better by Tame Impala.
I had this in another category, but that song is crazy.
Yeah. Maybe one that like I might have been able to get a little later, but I love this one a lot. Tame has just been going crazy the past couple years. And one of my favorite Tame songs, probably the biggest Tame song, to be honest. So let me get the left. Let me get the Less I Know the Better there. So I got that. And then Trey, it's back to you.
Let's see here. I'm going to go with a song from 2022. And I just can't stop listening to it. If I'm not careful, I'm going to spiral into a whole dialogue about this artist. But I'm going to go with Magic by Vince.
That was on my list.
I feel like in the Corbett, we've been talking a lot about like his projects and his whole discog, and that shit's going like it made me really excited to listen to that project, and I just have been. And
yeah, it was the single, and I remember hearing it and just really being ready. I was like, okay, if he's going for this sound for a whole project, I'm definitely in. And yeah, big fan of that one.
Yeah. I would say that I was worried. I'm worried about the 2022 songs because I haven't really been like a lot of the music I've loved this year hasn't really been like outside music.
Yeah.
One song that sticks out, or one project that sticks out, is this Amber Mark project that came out in January. I've been banging the table about it. The song off it is Foreign Things. So Foreign Things by Amber Mark, that's my 2022 pick. If you're not in yet, get in. Her album came out in January, so it was definitely like the music did not match the weather or the vibe of that time, but
yeah,
you want to get into it this time for sure.
Yeah, no, you were definitely the one who sold me on that, because Amber was like a name who I've been familiar with. I didn't know she had an album coming out, so I wasn't super anticipating it. But yeah, it was really good. It kind of like slid under the radar because there have actually been a lot of good R&B releases halfway through the year. Yeah. But yeah, definitely a sleeper if you haven't heard it.
And then for my other pick for this round, I was surprised. And then I was surprised that it had a billion streams. And then I was like, oh, of course it does. This song is crazy. And so my billion stream song is Passion Fruit.
Yeah. Of course.
It's just like, I don't like, I think since that song's come out, it's probably been my most streamed song in the summer, like every single year. It's just, it's that deal.
Song is crazy. And it's like, Drake has done a lot of those songs. Mm-hmm. Passion Fruit, you could easily say is the best. It might not be the biggest, which is crazy because it still has like a billion streams. It's still huge, but probably you could easily say it's the best.
Yeah, I'm one of the few people who bangs the table for More Life. And like that is the, like that lane is one I think that I wish he would really like go back to. Like, I don't know. I think he's making over, like, I don't know, like, what's the term? Like, music that's not staying, you know what I mean? Like easily digestible music that just isn't going to, like, I'll forget about it next week, but that whole sound feels like it fits him perfectly, and that's the song of that goddamn album.
I agree. Like, and the thing about, you know, like the billion stream song thing is it's got to be a song that everybody knows, everybody will bang to, like a go-to, and Passion Fruit is definitely that. He's all in his bag on that song, and it's a sound that I feel like he'll do it like for a song or two on every project. I'm surprised we haven't got a full album of that to this point, but
I think I'm gonna stay in that category for my next pick, and I'm just gonna go Slide by Calvin Harris and Frank. Like, that's just I feel like that's a staple of most summer playlists, and it should be because that shit is crazy.
Yeah,
one of those songs that like you understand that everybody has already listened to a million times, and also like you just never got tired of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like it's stayed for like for very good reason.
Yeah, Slide is one of those where I'm like, this is a song that I'm gonna love just as much as I do right now. I'll love it just as much in like 30 years. Which there are a lot of songs I like and I don't get that feeling. Slide is one of those that's like, oh, this is gonna be here forever. It's gonna be dope forever. So and we got a new Calvin Harris coming. Super excited for that.
Like a month till that new comic comes out?
Yeah. Some people are kind of upset because it's coming on the tail end of summer, but listen, I'll take it whenever I can get it.
Personally. Whenever he drops it, I'm going to wait.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to go non-hip-hop and R&B as well. Give me Get Lucky. Give me Get Lucky by Daft Punk. I've been talking about Daft Punk a lot. We just did, we talked about it on the other episode. But yeah. I love what Daft Punk has been doing. I'm so sad that, like, they are retiring, like, right when they're hitting, like, the peak. And I look at where music is now, and I'm like, oh, my God. It would be so great if Daft Punk would just wanted to come back for one more album, because I think they would just kill shit. But, yeah, give me Get Lucky. Probably their biggest song. A song that was just fucking everywhere when it was out, a song that definitely everybody knows. So give me Get Lucky. First one.
Like, I know it doesn't line up, but Get Lucky is a Minions soundtrack song.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's too old. When Gru was talking about stealing the moon, Get Lucky is the base for that. It's such a good, time. It's just a good ass time.
Yeah. And then let me get in my remix bag. This might be the first remix. I had to make sure I get it because I know y'all probably like it. Speaking of Calvin Harris, give me The Weeknd, the SZA song, the Calvin Harris remix, the Funk Wave remix. This is just crazy. Like Calvin Harris did this, and this was when he was really stamped. And I was like,
out Lee hacked my iCloud. He's looking at my notes app, man.
Oh my god, this shit is so crazy. It makes me want SZA to kind of get in that bag more, because I mean that's not really her lane, but it makes me feel like, man, maybe SZA could start to do that a little more. So yeah, give me the Funk Wave remix of The Weeknd for my pick there.
I'm thinking I'm gonna stay on songs from this year, and I gotta throw some love to Blast, man. I'm gonna go with Every Good Girl off his new project. I haven't been outside enough because we get 1 month of sunshine in Washington, it seems like. So
you don't get to pick the days either. It might be Wednesday and then next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. It's I have work, bro.
Beautiful weather to watch the sunset through a window.
Right.
Some bullshit. That's what it is.
But yeah, Every Good Girl. I think that was a single off of the project before the project dropped. And that was crazy. I don't know.
Yeah. Anytime Blast gets mentioned, it's like Youngest is here in spirit. So shout out to that pick. Shout out to Blast.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I feel like Trey and I are always in agreement because I was staying in the exact same pocket. Like the song before it, I'm pretty sure the song before it on the project, I Need Sometimes with Zakari and Blast. And that's probably my favorite song on the album. And I think Blast is coming to Seattle here in a couple of weeks. And if I go see him, that's the one I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I might have to go see him on this tour too. it'll be a little bit of a drive, but I might have to do it. People are really liking this Blast album. I'm hoping for some good things from him in the next year or so.
And then, you really took my remix. All right, so this is, I don't even know if you could call it a remix or if it's like, I don't know what to call it. If it's a remix or like a remaster, but I need Beyonce's rendition of Before I Let Go, which is crazy. I'll stop saying that it's the best version of Before. I think I've finally walked back from saying it's the best version of Before I Let Go, but it's very fucking good.
It's really good. And it was funny because I was late to the Homecoming album. So I didn't even really know when you were kind of like banging the drum for it. I didn't even really know. I was like, what you were talking about. But then I listened to it and I was like, I came in wanting to hate, being like, man, what the fuck is Joe talking about?
What the fuck is going on?
I listened to it and they're super great. Her voice is just so amazing. Like, she just commands that song so well, which is hard to do when you're doing like a cover or remix, to take the essence of the song and kind of literally snatch it and make it your voice. So
because there's because like the original instrumental is obviously great, like it's a good ass time already, and then when she redid it for the live album, like you can hear all that influence, and so there's a bunch going on in the song, and then she just comes in probably 10 seconds in and it's just her show. It's like it's got to be Beyonce to sing through that instrument. Just crazy.
All right, I think I'm gonna go with my first remix on this round. And Zoe talked about picking songs for the playlist that everyone's gonna get down to. This one's gonna be targeted. I just want the old heads to have a good time with this one. This is gonna be I'm taking Throw Some D's On It remix.
You got his head in his hands.
I've never wanted a Cadillac more. I've never wanted a Cadillac more
that
than
shit that. Is- crazy. I can't believe you picked that. Like, I'm glad we're going there now, because, like, yeah.
No, this was definitely on my list.
Yeah,
that's my shit. I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Yeah, but that shit is hard.
Because, like, how do you follow up, throw some D's in and of itself?
Right.
Crazy.
You put Andre, you put three stacks on. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's a good contender for one of the best. Because when a lot of songs get remixed, the quality will kind of fall a little bit. It's like, this shouldn't have a remix. This is such like a hard song to remix in theory. And it's like, what are you gonna improve? Exactly. And it's amazing. So mm-hmm. that's a dope pick. That was definitely on my list as well.
I like that pivot. I like the because a lot of the songs we picked are for everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about, like, sometimes you got to pull a specific group at the function in, you know.
Yeah.
So this one is from there. Yeah. So I fuck with that, like, little spin.
All right. Let's see. I'm gonna start with another non-rap and R&B. Give me "Get Busy" by Sean Paul, which is like.
Okay.
That's just one of my go-tos. I have two older sisters, so they like, that's like just one of their favorite songs. So whenever they would have their little mixes and playlists, I would hear that song. It's burned on a couple of their CDs. And Sean Paul is definitely one of those guys that was I found earlier because of that. So give me "Get Busy" by Sean Paul to start. Definitely a trailblazer. A lot of the people who are doing that sound now, who are like bigger, credit Sean Paul for being able to be as mainstream as they are. So
it's crazy. This is such a good pick that I didn't know what Sean Paul's name was or what the song name was for years. I just heard it every summer.
Yeah.
as somebody's graduation party, Sean Paul came by, you know, and it's like one of those songs that, you know, it just sticks with you as like that experience. It's a good ass song.
Yep. And then for my second pick, I gotta go with another 2022 song, one of my favorite songs of the year. I hadn't heard it by the time we did the mid-year, or it would have been on there.
Mm-hmm.
Give me "About Damn Time" by Lizzo.
Oh, shit.
And let me tell you about this shit, man. Lizzo, like, I'm kind of on the fence on Lizzo. She's super talented. I always like support her and what she does because I think she's super dope as an artist. But sometimes the records are like, it's not for me. Bro, this shit right here, man. If you hear this on the 4th, play this shit tomorrow, because this shit is a good ass time for being outside in the car, cooking, just being around people. Funky, she's singing, like, she's putting so much of her like swag and energy into it. Give me "About Damn Time" by Lizzo.
I like it. My next pick is gonna be maybe a polar opposite from what I just picked. I'm going non-rap R&B.
Yeah. Go sit your ass down.
And this song is, it's, as you know, me and Joe went to Gonzaga. This song is very Gonzaga, but sometimes they get it right. I'm going "Heat Waves" by Glass Animals.
Hey, gas.
It's just some heat. Like, I like that song. Yes. I think about my friends and like my whole little area over there. But like, it's just a good song. Like, I think it could fit on any summer playlist. And it's just, there's gonna be a lot of white claws consumed to that song tomorrow. I'm already knowing. But,
man, sometimes white people get it right, man. They snap when they made their dogs. They snap when they made "Heat Waves." Like, they get some shit right, man. As much as I hate to say it, I gotta get. We're getting way away from white people music though, like, immediately, because I'm sticking in the remixes, and I don't know if a white person's ever heard this song. I need that Dragon Ball Durag remix.
Ooh.
With Smino on it.
Oh, that's a great pick, man.
And like, yeah.
That's a great pick.
All my white homegirls are going to sit down for this one. And and we're enjoying this.
Yeah, no, this is definitely one where I'm getting out of my chair with my cup in my hand.
Yes, exactly.
Like Thundercat, Smino. Smino again. Come on, man. Where's that album, bro? But yeah, this one is dope. It's another one where it's like, how do you improve on a song that is so individual? Like, it's such a Thundercat song. Like, how do you bring in other people for it? But yeah, they're amazing on it. So yeah, liking this one as well. Definitely be playing that tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that's I remember because I heard I was like there's another Thundercat song that I'm not gonna say, but I had heard that only and that was it. That stuck on a lot of my playlists. And I finally did the deep dive and I heard that and I was like, oh yeah, this is another one that's sticking around. My second pick in this, I'm gonna stick with the 1 billion streams. And we got to get everybody back up. So we're going Kiss Me More by Doja and SZA. I feel like it was the song. It didn't even have a season. It was the song of all of 2021.
Yeah.
And that one's coming back this season.
Yo, Doja Cat is like, say what you will, but she's like so, so talented.
Yeah.
She's someone who I think will probably be around. As long as she really wants to be. I don't know how long she wants to be a musician, but as long as she wants to be a musician, she's going to be around. She's only going to get bigger and bigger. And yeah, I love this song, dude. The song is so, so amazing.
That's fire. All right, I'm going to go back to the remixes. And give me the Finesse remix by Bruno and Cardi B. That just feels like an outside song. And it's kind of just that simple. Like Cardi does her thing, Bruno's showing out, and I don't know. You can't not move when you hear that shit.
Exactly. No, this one's fire. This is another one that was like super, super big. Like I can remember when that came out, and just everybody liking it, everybody knowing it too. Mm-hmm. So
I can remember them doing it on SNL, and Bruno Mars and Cardi B being the same height. that was a tough.
Oh man.
That's a tough association because once I saw it, I was like, fuck, I want to just enjoy the song. But all I can see is like him dressed up like Ronald McDonald being her height.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about when you did the Super Bowl with Beyonce.
Yeah.
He did great. He killed it and they were great.
It's like the music is insane. Like his like the performance is incredible. And he's 5'1". Like that's not the point. You know, we don't hear that on the aux. It's a great song.
Yeah, I like that pick.
Yeah.
All right, so let me get into my classic bag. My first classic pick. I got to pick it here because it's literally my favorite song of all time. You got to have some of these songs at the function. We're not trying to get too crazy. It might be kind of the end of the night. We're just trying to groove and kick back. Give me Rock With You by Michael Jackson.
That's on my list right now. That's crazy. Yeah.
Like I said, literally my favorite song of all time. So groovy. It like hits, it's like just perfect tempo-wise. My favorite song ever. Gotta start with Rock With You.
I was saying an underrated feature of like songs you play at functions is that first beat. That first like kick in. There can't be that many songs that have a better start than Rock With You.
Yeah.
Like immediately, shit. Like that's I'm gonna stand up. Like right when that shit starts playing.
Yeah. And then let me think. Let me grab another remix. Kind of go back slightly in time a little bit for this one. Mariah Carey and ODB, the Fantasy remix. Another one of my favorite, just like outside song. That's another one I get from my older sisters and like cousins and stuff like that. And one of my favorites, Mariah always being able to cross over with like hood ass rappers is one of my favorite features of her. And this is one of like my favorite forays into that. So give me Mariah Carey and ODB, that Fantasy remix.
There you go. Okay, I'm gonna pick my first song for the classics. I'm gonna go speaking of that first couple seconds of a song that would make you know what time it is, like I'm gonna go Nothing But a G Thang, man.
Yeah, that's definitely one that like right as it kicks.
Oh, absolutely.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best rap songs literally ever. Like I mean period, but like one of the best rap songs ever. It's just timeless.
Yeah.
Like anybody can hear that shit and fuck with it.
All right. Trey, you did this earlier. You just went with the vibes. I'm not looking up the year. I'm pretty sure I was like running through all my music today. My pre-1995. And if it came out like 96, go to hell.
Go to hell.
Is California Love.
Mm.
We're running like, if we're here, we're here.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So like, I need to play this, and I need my uncle to look at me and go, "That's you." That's you. You know, like this is one of those where the old heads are getting pulled back.
Oh yeah, that's the one where you just see like Pops is on the grill and he looks back with a meme mug like, "Okay, yeah, come on." Yeah,
exactly. Up. Exactly. Right before I play some, right before I play some fucking Frank Ocean, I'm gonna play this.
Yeah,
so I can ease it in, you know, so he don't come and just hit me over the head.
Yeah.
Speaking of some new shit, some shit that like I definitely don't think any like my family or even people who aren't really online to listen to music all the time would have heard. I need a remix. I need I need Roses with Future on it. There's a couple remixes of this song that I wanted to pick, but I think I settled on like Future hop on this and went crazy. Like obvious, like the it's again one of those like how do you remix a song that's already pretty good? Like St. John already put his foot in this, and Future did just that.
The Roses thing was so interesting because it was really the remixes, like multiple remixes that propelled him.
Yeah,
and it was so interesting because I always like his sound was always super accessible. It was current, but it was unique. Like not anybody really sounded like St. John, but he sounded like an artist from now. I loved all these remixes, but I always thought it was super interesting that was what propelled him.
Yeah, is that it took like it took that and then the EDM basically remix of it to like for it to really take off.
Yeah, St. John's another one. I wouldn't hate a St. John album this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think my playlist would be complete without some Thug appearance, and again, I for all I know, it has a trillion streams. I don't really know, but I'm picking Lifestyle. I'm doing it.
Okay,
I gotta
there
take
it. Yeah,
and that's gonna complete my songs with hella streams category. But it's just we talk about music putting you at a specific point in time. And like that, for me, that's I'm not gonna age drop, but I have a specific grade in mind happened in going into football practice, all that, like everyone's banging that in the locker room, all that. So yeah, that's an outside song for sure. It's one of my favorite outside songs.
This song, like, I don't think it gets credit for how much the song legitimately like shook hip hop.
Yeah,
Lifestyle came out and older people obviously, but even some younger people were like, what in the fuck is this? People just had no idea what was going on, but people couldn't stop playing the song. Like the song was everywhere and it was so big and it's so good. It is like, it is really like this interesting relic in Thug's career where it's like Thug has a lot of bigger moments, but Lifestyle is one that's super, super important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amazing.
Confirmed as a billion streams because of me.
Yeah,
I've actually listened to it a billion times myself.
No, that Thug verse had grown ass men babbling coherently, just trying to keep up.
I almost did it. I want to look good because I almost did it. I would have had to ask Lee for the audio and edit that shit out. that's a moment. That's like, and again, it's one of those like the people who love it, which is obviously us, are gonna get up and we're gonna do the entire song together.
Yeah.
All, you know, like, and somebody who's never heard it is going to be stunned.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. All right. So let's see. I'm going to start with a billion streamer. And I'll keep the Young Thug love going. Havana by Camila Cabello. Yeah,
she's going to hit me back eventually.
Yeah. Yo.
Eventually.
Yeah, no, she'll get back to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I gotta go with Havana. This is like, it's so interesting because I'm not like a huge Camila fan, but the pocket that she caught in this, and obviously Thug plays a big part in it, his feature verse here is amazing. I think it was something that showed that he could do the pop stuff where he was with punk so many years later. I think Havana was one of the first times where he showed that he could be a really, really big star. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Havana here. Crazy Thug verse and the free Thug, man. Free Thug. So let me get Havana there. And then I'm gonna go with I think I have one more remix spot.
Yep.
Yeah. Let me get my last remix out of the way. Yo, shit, there she is. That's Camilla right there. yeah, give me Wipe Me Down. Like, I gotta have the Wipe Ooh. Me Down remix.
Yeah,
like for when like the liquor is really flowing and shit is really starting to get crazy. Give me the Wipe Me Down remix. That shit is quadruple platinum at like being with my cousins and like playing Xbox and PlayStation and shit. So give me Wipe Me Down right there.
Let's see what I got left. I'm going to I'm gonna stay in this year. I'm a big Weekend guy, and unfortunately, and I'm trying my damnedest, Lee. I really am. Like, I'm really trying to see what y'all see and hear what y'all hear. But
he's putting in the effort for real.
To this point, I like one song and one hook on that whole album. But this is one of them, and it's out of time. I wish it was like 9 minutes longer, and that Jim Carrey wouldn't speak anymore. But nah, to go like just crazy, like
gorgeous song, bro.
Yes, and like his voice is just, it's on display. It's the focal point. I think that was my issue with the album, is that like album fuck around spiral into it. Weekend conversation,
right,
but
right,
is that like, I think that that's what sets him apart. Like obviously the subject matter, and he's has his own aesthetic, but like. His voice is like incredible to me, and that was the focal point of the song. I loved it.
You know, I've been thinking about Weekend a lot because this album, I mean, it was still big. Of course, it's gonna be that with a Weekend project, but I feel like people weren't talking about it that much. It's like when you look around, maybe like a month or a couple months later, I feel like a lot of the conversation got away from it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I still like a lot of songs on here. I think it's a good project overall. I think part of it is we can set such a high bar for himself. It really is crazy when you look at all his albums.
Yeah.
Even to say like this might be his worst album. That's, you know, that's a lot to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel you on this. I like a lot of the songs on here, but I can definitely see someone being like, yeah, it's not for me. So
yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah. It's definitely one of those that like you. Like there's like little bits, like I feel like the opposite of Trey. Like Trey loves two parts of the album. I kind of like a lot of what's going on, but right. Then there's the, like, you know, like I just it like doesn't have that, like almost like immersion. It's not like a full, it doesn't just feel like his shit, you know.
Yeah.
That word, like I kind of accustomed to it.
Yeah.
I got one more song with a million streams, and we're playing to the crowd for this one. I need one kiss with Dua Lipa.
Mm.
That's we just everybody's having a good ass time. I'm playing Rage Cage during this. Like,
yeah,
we're gonna have a blast.
Calvin, man, Calvin is really that dude. Like,
yeah, he's been on the pulse for a couple summers in a row.
Yeah, he's really doing it right. Where I feel like there was a time, especially like in urban music, people really didn't know who Calvin Harris was. Or they knew him like, oh yeah, he did the song with Rihanna, or they didn't really associate him with like urban music. He's doing the right thing where he like made all that money, you know, being one of the biggest EDM producers, and now he's back to doing like the kind of like funky shit. He's doing it right.
No, he like just a stunner. Yeah. Like I kept putting songs by him on this. And then so my other song, I was trying to figure out what 2022 song I wanted from this Weekend project. And I think this one is definitely like a later in the night when you're chilling, you need something to groove to. I need Sacrifice from the Weekend project.
Man, like, so this song is crazy. This song is crazy because we've talked about the Weekend and Michael Jackson ever since Can't Feel My Face. And sometimes it's been like in a negative, sometimes it's been like in a negative way. Sometimes people enjoyed it. This is, I think he really hit how to do a Michael Jackson influence song with this one. Mm-hmm. Even with the sequencing in the track list, you get the Quincy Jones story right after it. Mm-hmm. I thought that was just amazing. And yeah, this song is fucking crazy. Like the groove on it, the way he's singing, Amazing.
Okay, I think I'm gonna finish up my remixes, and this might be a hot take. I'm not really sure. I really like Travis's feature on it, but I'm gonna go with the Hot remix. And the song's so good by itself, you could even skip it when you get to Travis. I'm still enjoying my summer, but yeah. I like the way Travis comes in. I like what he does to that track, and it's just an anthem track. Like, yeah, it's just so big and aggressive, and it's just a. No, it's an incredible song, man. I gotta have Thug on this and a little bit of Gunna on my summer playlist.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Free Gunna too, man.
Free Gunna too. I mean, probably. I don't know.
Yeah. Gunna gotta be sick seeing Chloe Bailey talking to fucking new niggas while he's gone.
Oh my god.
Can't believe it. I'm gonna start asking women if I did a bid, would they stay down for me? The most unlikely.
You're not gonna get the answer you want, my friend. I've done that
before. Hey, that's not my business.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm asking. But it's a crazy scenario.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna get back in my old bag a little bit. For the first pick, and I'm gonna start with. I got a lot here, but I'm gonna pick a personal favorite. Something that, like, you know, a lot of the uncles and aunties, they're gonna know. Give me More Bounce to the Ounce. By Zap. More Bounce to the Ounce is like, I'm a funk head. I like, especially when I heard G-Funk, it made me be inspired to be like, yo, how are they doing this stuff with the music, making it so like groovy and just like infectious? It just makes you want to start moving. And I remember the first time I heard More Bounce to the Ounce, and I was like, this is the best shit ever. I was really young and my parents had played it. And I was like, yo, what is this? And it's one of those songs that I still like play all the time. It's one of those songs that I have like a strong connection to with my parents, with like the older generation. So give me More Bounce to the Ounce for my first pick. And then I'll go back to non-rap. Shout out to my white people. You know what I'm saying? There will probably be some white people. There might be some white people at the function.
Lee said you may bring your white wife.
You know what I'm saying? Friends, there please. Might be some white people around. So give me a Fall Out Boy, Sugar, We're Going Down. One of my favorite white people inventions. And I love like how it sounds now with kind of like the punk revival that we've seen the past couple of years. I think it sounds just as good now as it did then. So yeah. give me Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. From my whites out there.
I like it. I think I'm gonna stay in that same category. And we're going to go with
Brandon, the white people category.
It is right on par too. Oh man. I'm gonna go with Joe. Put me onto this. I don't know if it's an artist, an individual artist, a group. I don't even know, but they're amazing. I'm going with Better Give You Up by FKJ.
Oh yeah.
I don't have words to like articulate why I like that album so much or what that sound like does for me, but like it's just great. Like it puts me in a great mood, like I was talking about before, and like it's just so easy to listen to, and I don't know, a song takes so many different directions too, like it's just, I don't know, I love that song. Better Give You Up.
Yeah, that FKJ project is special. I feel like there are like FKJ super fans out there. And then there are people who have heard a bunch of random stuff from him. And I definitely remember that first camp. And like everybody who I have their ear, I send that album. And he released a project this year too. A couple of songs off it stuck out for sure. There's a crazy Santana feature on there where he's just, yeah. Boy, yeah. So definitely go get that project.
Yeah. FKJ's an interesting one, man, where he has a lot of songs that are big. Obviously, he produced Ted Out from Masego. And he's done a couple other records that I feel like are big. But I feel like a lot of people don't know his name. He prefers it that way. But yeah, super, super talented. Dope.
Yeah, he really just kind of makes music.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I realize my two picks back to back right here, there's going to be a little bit of whiplash. So it's not the sequencing. It's these two songs end up at some point. Right? So my first is a non-rap R&B. I was going to get some Paramore on here. Shout out to my guy Spag. I need Ain't It Fun at some point in the day. It's just like, yeah, I'm not going to give the Caucasians too much credit. I got some shit with this one.
A lot of white people appreciation. We'll try to tone it down.
Yeah. And in spirit of that, I'm going oldie. This is another one. I don't know why person never heard it. Maybe Whack. This is just Whack and Every Person of Color. I Need Candy by Cameo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're getting right.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Like this is one of those where I don't think it's ever been played outside of my kitchen with every family member I have. I have a vivid memory of everybody in my family trying to hit these notes. Like, it's just, it's a good ass time.
Yeah, Candy is amazing. Like, it's one of those ones, it's tough to have songs that every generation can really rock with like that, but Candy is one of those where it's just like, if you don't like Candy, you're bugging. Shit is so fun, such a good move. So, for sure, like that one.
Let's see, man. I'm going to go back to the classics, and I'm going to need Joe to cover his ears for this one. I'll go on The World Is Yours by Nas.
Lyrical. I feel like there's some Nas I appreciate, and it's all Illmatic, and this song is obviously, this shit is crazy.
No, it's I mean, obviously every song we're going to pick out of that category, we're going to call timeless, but like that one, that melody, the chorus, like that is just, I don't know, like I'll randomly sing that out loud, and I don't know, there's no reason for it. I hadn't listened to it in months, but I love that song.
Yeah. No, I do love the vibe of that one. And that's an interesting pick, but I actually do like it a lot. Like, the vibe of it is just super. It's not a lyrical miracle ass song.
No, not at all.
Even though the way he's rapping on there, like, he's still rapping, but
yeah.
I like that one.
It's easy to like, you kind of put me onto this league. You say music is like, it's accessible or easily digestible. That song is probably one of the most accessible Nas. Nas's good songs. Like,
yeah.
The shit that you could play with anybody. Like, and then the people who obviously really like it, who are going to get into the lyrics, they're going to have a blast too. But yeah, anybody can just sit and listen to that.
Yep. All right. I got one more billion stream that I got to get. And I'm not going to cater to the whites on this one. I've done enough for the whites. Give me Controller. Just give me Controller.
I knew you were gonna end up taking it. I knew it was gonna end up on the playlist. So I was like,
give me Controller. Like, I remember when Views came out, one dance really, really, really blew up fast. Controller was a little bit more of a slow burn, as much as a slow burn as it can be for like a Drake song. But I remember being like, no, I think Controller is gonna be the one that people are gonna like down the line. And I feel like years later, I am a little vindicated in that. I feel like Controller was the one that we talk about, at least the people I'm around, I feel like we talk about it a little bit more than One Dance. But yeah, give me Controller. If you're, you know, between like 25 or 23 and like 30, you probably got some Controller memories, so.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it felt like every other album or every album, he gave us a couple like songs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this one, it was weird. One Dance was the song of that summer, and then Controller, in my opinion, is the one like that's one way better, and two has the staying power.
Yep. And then I got one more non-rap R&B as well. And I gotta go slightly left field. Give me Tanto, Metro, and Devante, Everyone Falls in Love. This is one of my favorite, just like one of my favorite grooves, and the energy on it is just amazing. Anytime I hear like music from the islands, that's my favorite thing about it, just the energy they bring to songs compared to people from the US or the UK or anything like that. They have this specific energy. Even you hear it sometimes when like Rihanna gets into that bag, when she kind of gets on like her island shit, it's such like a unique feeling, and I'm a big fan of it. So yeah, Everyone Falls in Love, Tanto, Metro, and Devante. I feel like a lot of older people like probably have more memories of that one than younger people, but I'm a big fan of it.
For my last pick of the classics, I'm gonna go with my favorite Pac song. It's gonna be I Get Around. And he really thinks he's me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he really thinks he's you.
He really thought he was me. And like, I'll give him a pass because it's Pac, right? Like, it's Pac. But
yeah,
it was just flagrant dick writing. I don't really
know. I couldn't believe he tried to make that song about you. Nah, that's fucking hilarious. Because when you said it's my favorite Pac song, I was like, this motherfucker's gonna say I get around. Yeah, you're not lying though.
But no, it's a summary song, man. At the end of the day, I wish that Tupac would stop letting his friends rap,
he was definitely one of the biggest
culprits
of that. Sometimes
you don't need to be a pioneer or some shit. You know? Just because you did it first does not mean it was worthwhile.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, because for as many posse tracks of people I never needed to hear.
Yeah.
Pac was one of the first. This is one of those songs that like has become part of a gift to me. Like there's that the bit, like the little gif of him dancing at the poolside.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
As soon as it comes on, that's where my head goes, and then that's what I start doing. I'm doing that little shimmy wherever I am. So yeah, that's a good aspect. I got two left. I got a non-rap and R&B, and then a classic. So I'm gonna start. I would be remiss to not play some poly music. Like, if Islanders do one thing well, it's barbecue. And if they do a second, it's make music to play at barbecues. And Let's Do It Again by Jay Boog. It's probably the biggest song, so that's why I picked it. Because it's something everybody can appreciate, and it's one that like is definitely just a classic in that kind of genre, that world.
Yep. You put me onto this. So
yeah, that's my shit. And then for my oldie, this one has a moment. This is like by all the young folks, they either gone out or they sleep or whatever. It's the old heads cleaning up, like still drinking, and I'm playing Computer Love. I need Zapp and Roger on the speakers. Yeah, this is that shit.
And yeah, Zapp and Roger are so interesting because I feel like their songs, they're not like a super big known group to people who are our age, I guess. But when people hear it, it's like, oh, this is dope. They're doing like weird shit with their voice, super groovy shit. Like, oh yeah, I can definitely get down with this. So yeah, I like that. I would hate if one of their songs became like a viral TikTok anthem or something. I would just hate it.
Yeah, like it had, and it's funny. I was literally talking about that today. I was like, because I don't be on TikTok, just because I know I'll waste all my damn time. And I'm like, I'll hear a song and I'm like, damn, this shit is great. And then my homie would be like, yeah, that's a 6 week old TikTok trend. I'm like, I'm that late. To, like, like they have music every fucking day.
Yeah.
So Trey, you got one more?
Yeah, this is the last round.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Where am I at? Oh, non-rap. We're pivoting away from the whites in this category. We're gonna go. I like that Joe threw out the little reggaeton vibes. So I'm gonna stay in that. And we're gonna go Amigos Con Derechos by Reek. I don't know. I like reggaeton a lot. One of my exes put me on a while ago, and like I just really like that vibe. Like I think Lee spoke to like the, I don't know, the vibe and energy that island music gives you, or just a different, I don't know, that genre of music in general puts me in a great mood, and that's one of my favorite reggaeton tracks.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It might just be so much of it is just the actual land and people who live there and spend time there, just the way it will shape your aspect on life, that I think definitely comes through in the music because it is so different than just folks who live in the US. Definitely. And I love like the reggaeton influx that we've seen the past like handful of years. Like that music is legit changing the way I look at even other genres, because they do their stuff so well. So
I like, great. I think it's also like, I need people to start listening to music that isn't in English.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big thing.
You know, like once you start, I feel like once you start appreciating music that you don't have to know the words to, and you just kind of catch the groove and whatever, catch whatever vibe it is. It doesn't all have to be upbeat, but like that's what I'm taking. Like all this shit that we hear in the summer, you don't gotta know the words, man. Just group, just like
It's so it's interesting how hard that is for music, because I think of something like anime, where like a lot of people watch anime, and I feel like that's something that's easy for them to get into. Yeah. I feel like it's harder for people to get into that with songs. I know it was for me personally. Oh, for sure. And that's just a weird thing, but yeah, I feel like once you start, it is something that you enjoy. Like now I'm starting to listen to K-pop now and J-pop. Yeah. I'm starting to listen to other stuff. I think like once you open yourself up to that, you can definitely find a lot of dope shit. So yeah, yeah. Listen to some non-English songs. I got one more pick. It is a pre-95er. Shout out to the OGs in my life. Perfect way to end this. Damn, this is tough because I got a couple down. One I know.
We're going to do some honorable moves because there's some shit left.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that. Or we could even go a couple rounds. I think the only... I can't let this go. Never Too Much by Luther Vandross. I can't let that go. my dad will burst through that door if I let that shit go. So give me Never Too Much by Luther Vandross. Maybe like of the Motown era, you legit maybe the best voice. Hit the way he can, you know, could sing was just so damn different. Literally every, you know, man in a room wanted to be Luther Vandross. So gotta go Never Too Much.
Just like one of those, like it's like that era, there's so much going on in the music and the voices match it by being so dynamic. Yeah. You're just singing their ass off. Like I hate that there's a little bit of merit to what he says when Youngest is talking about, like there's a lot of contemporary mainstream R&B people aren't really singing like that. They're just not, like they're just not commanding, like almost like commanding space for their voice. And a lot of the songs we named for pre-95 is like the ones who are singing, they're taking up space.
Yep.
Like in Luther Vandross, you just fill the room, you know.
Yeah. It's interesting the R&B thing. That's the episode on that is coming because I've spent like the past week thinking hey, Giveon ass didn't help shit at all.
Not at all.
Yeah. The Giveon shit happened, it made me think about it. Super heavy with what's going on, and specifically male R&B, because I feel like that's where a lot of the gripe comes from. A lot of the ladies are holding it down right now, but I feel like that's mainly a male R&B thing, and I've been thinking about it a lot. So I definitely got to get some folks to talk about that soon.
Sure, are you hip to this? Are you hip to what we're?
I'm not. I'm unfamiliar.
So Youngest's gripe is that R&B is boring, basically, right now. Like they're not, he's like, there's no Keisha Cole's anymore, there's no Lloyd, there's no, you know, like
okay,
nobody's really singing and do it, like it's a lot of whispering, you know. That's how,
yeah.
Lee,
yeah.
am I giving him too hard
of a time? I think, yeah, definitely the perceived lack of vocal talent is definitely one of his gripes. The subject matter too, I know he's someone who, and I this is something that I kind of agree with him with. Like the obsession, especially with like a lot of R&B fans, to like toxic stuff.
Yeah.
Even making stuff that isn't that like some Brent songs aren't as toxic as people make them seem, but just because it's Brent, it's like, oh, he's like our toxic king or whatever. And yeah, I that is something that I actually do agree with him with. I even talked about it in the Meteor episode with like Alex Isley and Sid and Raven Lane, people who don't really have to lean on that. It can still make great R&B. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think he has a point with some of the most popular R&B artists, but I think he's also potentially just not seeking out these things he wants to hear. Because there's just so many artists out there that I think
he could. So much fucking music, right?
Yeah, you gotta look. Yeah, it is a thing now. R&B is, it might be the genre where this is the most true, where you have to look a lot. R&B's not like a lot of R&B stuff just isn't as big right now. It's maybe more like rappers singing, but yeah, R&B's in a weird place right now. I won't spend too much time because I could talk about that for like another 2 hours, but that is actually it. We have crafted our compilation cookout albums.
Yeah. It's a lot of shit on here, man. I'm excited where it went.
Yeah. Episode's dropping on the 4th. I'm gonna have the playlist ready too. So if y'all want to play it, just run it all the way through while you're cooking. Maybe you're ignoring your family. Maybe you want to jam with your family. Either way, I'm not judging you. I'm definitely gonna be running this shit tomorrow. Any last words, gentlemen? You guys want to talk about anything else? Any stuff that you're playing a lot? Any musical hypotheticals that you want to discuss? Anything?
Musical hypotheticals. I mean, I feel like it's gonna end up being its own episode. But the more we talk about this Frank McGill shit, there's two things that come to my mind. Nobody besides me and Lee has ever heard Channel Orange.
I'm gonna
fly to fucking Pensacola, man. I'm gonna figure out where Pensacola is, and then I'm gonna fly there.
If I hear one more of you fucking
Channel Orange is fun. It's a fun album.
I'll just say people. If I hear one more of you people talking about you can only listen to Frank Ocean to cry and ponder about your ex from high school.
Like, yeah, mind your sweet life. Like,
I don't also know. Mind your fucking business, man. I'm still,
yeah. Frank, and I think like a lot of that comes from Blonde, but even on Blonde, there are some songs that are like kind. You get a little like I'm not getting sad when I'm playing Nights. Like I don't know about Joe, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Frank and Miguel is a fun one.
It's funny because like it's one of those things where everybody feels like they're 100% right.
Yeah,
like yeah. It's like there's no fucking way you think Frank is better than Miguel, and they're like, there's no way you think, you know.
And yo, my thing is this: it would be a great versus. I'm gonna get on the phone with Roby. I might try to make it happen. In some form. Yeah, it's gonna be a great time. 14-6 Frank. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's all. Yeah. That's all.
I think we all fall on the same side.
That's all.
Yeah. That's just been on my mind. Yeah. I mean, shit, what? Well, do you all have like a longer list of
I got some songs. There was definitely a lot. Especially the billion category. Billion category was interesting because like it's a lot of songs that I enjoy, but I didn't know if I wanted to put it in like the summer playlist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like The Box was one that came to mind where it's like I love The Box, super dope record, but I don't know if I'm trying to play that. Like Cookout, Needed Me by Rihanna,
mm-hmm.
dope song, don't know if I want to play it at the cookout.
Mm-hmm.
There's a remix that came up. I feel like you guys have both definitely heard this. It's a Post Malone remix of Wow with Roddy Ricch on it, randomly.
Yeah
it's like I was running through a whole playlist of remixes trying to see like, is there something I missed or didn't think of? It's like, this song is crazy. Like, what the hell?
Have y'all heard the new Post?
I've heard it's good. I haven't heard much of it though. I haven't played it.
There's, I forget what made me turn it on. Oh, there was like, I did hear it. But I just want every single one of those beats to be given to Lil Baby anyway. And once I thought that, I was like, I gotta turn it off.
Yeah,
that project's coming soon.
Yeah, Baby album coming. I know you're excited for that. I know both of y'all are excited for that. That'll probably be something that we talk about.
Security said I gotta leave eventually, so like I can only be outside of the studio for so many days.
What's your anticipation like for the Baby album? Like I know Trey, you love it, and I know both of y'all are Baby like super fans. What's y'all's anticipation level for that?
I'm really excited because I thought that the project with Derek was a nice, it was palatable, you know. Yeah. What I mean, like it was cool to tide me over, but like I don't know, I'm not the biggest Derek fan, and so I'm ready for just I think Baby can take that next step. He's already like in terms of popularity and his placement in the game, he's established, but I do think that he's able to kind of cement it with this one if he so I'm just excited for some more Baby music, honestly.
I thought once it needs had a billion streams for sure. I was absolutely positive. Again, that's my, I thought I played it a billion times. But like that version of him, like getting in, like I feel like it's been like a lot of real grimy, like ESTG features, Doug features, like real like trap shit that like is obviously I love it, but it's not mainstream music at all in any way. And so yeah. I'm excited to see like which of those directions he goes, because I could see him going either way. And I can see me enjoying like obviously any of it, but like in the year since What's the Heroes came out, mm-hmm. I was like, he's done that, and then he did Girls Want Girls, so there's a little more of him doing, and then he did the Queen of Slim soundtrack, so it's a little out there in the pop world or in the more contemporary, like, mainstream world.
I'm interested for this one, man. Like, my turn was really a big moment where it showed, you know, he can, you know, he had the collab with Gunna, done stuff with Drake, featured on stuff. My Turn was the one that showed he can do a solo album by himself and it can be super, super successful. So I know he's going to have a lot of support, you know, label support, stuff like that. He's done songs with damn near everybody. So I assume he can get a feature from anybody he wants. Yeah. He can get a beat from anybody he wants. He can do whatever sound he wants. So I'm interested to see what he can do with really unlimited resources at his disposal. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it'll be dope. I'm excited for it. Love Baby. He can actually rap. He can make dope records.
I'm gonna go listen to Southside after this.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a good way to end this. Like I said, I'll drop the playlist tomorrow. Play it while you celebrate this country that we live in. If you would consider on the 4th of July donating to an abortion fund, that would be great. I will put the link in the description if you want to consider that. Any final words?
Yeah, shit. Celebrate your way, man. Tell your people you love them. Tell your people you love them. Take some rest for yourself. Listen to some good music. Any of the 45 songs we just chose are great options.
Yeah.
And yeah, like Lee said, man, it's a lot going on in America. Definitely, if you have the resources, donate to an abortion fund that you can trust. Because, you know, people who can get pregnant, they need that support right now.
So, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Trey, any last words, my man?
No final thoughts, really, man. I just appreciate the time.
Always a damn blessing, you know.
Yeah, we will definitely get y'all back on in some capacity. Talk about some shit. Y'all are both my guys. So yeah, appreciate y'all's time. Thank you for listening. And have a good day.